It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, sports fans. It's KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell. He is Alex Carey, and we are here for your sports entertainment and insight. And so thank you for joining us. We love what we do. About 365 days a year, we like this stuff.
Yeah, it's that quarter of a day.
When the leap year throws us off.
That'll get you.
So in our last segment, Alex, we were talking about why, you know, this whole, you know, Charlie Brewer, like, leaving and all that stuff.
Is it just like a hurt feeling situation? Like, I don't get to be the starter. I want to take my ball and go home.
I think he realizes Cam Rising's the better fit. And I want to tell you why Cam Rising's the better fit.
Okay.
I really do.
So pitch it to Utah fan that this is actually a good thing here.
It's really one thing. I mean, all the other things. Like Cam Rising has a good arm, and you know he can read the offense.
He's got the mustache, right.
But what he really has is he's got real mobility. Like he moves.
He moves. He just moves. Yeah,
he moves around, and here's why it's a better thing.
Okay, hold on. Scott's got he's doing like a pretend whiteboard in front of me. This is not good for radio, but I love this.
I'm not going to draw it up.
No, I know, but Scott's like drawing
it
on the desk.
Talking with my hands.
I know. I love it.
Kyle Whittingham is a defensive-minded coach. And if you're a defensive-minded coach, you know what your offense has to be? It has to be a defensive-minded offense.
What does that mean?
You have to be able to run the football.
Okay. So slow it down. Like,
think of David Shaw.
Work with your part of the,
think of David Shaw at Stanford. Right? Okay. They are a running team. Can I give you another example? BYU is actually a running team. Like when they got up on folks, They just start grinding out that run game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. You want to just wear San Diego State.
This last
great
weekend.
Example. Okay. Utah has gotten away from that. Like this is you, and this, and when I say gotten away from it, Kyle Whittingham has gotten away from his roots. Okay. His internal DNA, who he is, he has gotten away from it. And he said, we need to have a spread offense. We need to have a dual threat quarterback. And that doesn't jive with his – and so his, you know,
hold
his
on, but
internal,
you've wanted that. You've wanted a more spread offense.
Well, I'm not Kyle Whittingham. I'm not a defensive DNA guy, right? And the problem is he wants to keep going back to that. I for years, I've watched this Utah offense not get a third down and one in the Pac-12 championship against Oregon, and all year long. And when you're a running team, it's almost 100% you're going to convert third and one, fourth and one, and you're going to convert it running the football. The first, you know, when Utah decides to go for it on fourth and two against BYU, and they run the football, and they run it in a way that's like, this is not someone who has a running DNA kind of offense. To match my defensive mindset, not that way, and so the only way you can like mitigate the issue here, because he's gone away from this, is you need a mobile quarterback. Tyler Huntley was so good at getting out of so many bad situations the time he was at Utah.
Right.
He made a lot of things happen just because he could move around, and he was a magician a lot of times. And he was moving around for an offensive line, and it's not the offensive line's fault here. I mean, it kind of is, but they don't know who they are. Because, like, are we a run team? Are we a pass team? Are we a what? They don't know who they are. They don't have – like, they talk about having an identity. This Utah offense does not have an identity. I don't – it is. The identity is we're trying to be something we're not, and the only way we're going to salvage it is if we have a mobile quarterback. That's where Utah is right now.
Let me
So Cam Rising will literally be – because you've had all these quarterbacks through the years, Alex.
Well, let's talk about that because the transfer portal has been interesting because – well, I mean, Cam Rising's a transfer portal guy.
Yeah.
Jake Bentley, obviously, last year everybody was waiting to see when that whole thing was going to be develop and work out, and it did not. Then you had, of course, Charlie Brewer come in, and this guy threw for 9,000 yards and 60-plus touchdowns at Baylor. See, when this is going to work out. And it did not, obviously, and he's gone today.
And Charlie Brewer's not a bad player.
No.
He just all of a sudden didn't become this bad player.
But the system, whatever happened, between spring and now, it did not work.
No.
Kyle Whittingham, I think it's been like a slow go getting him into the transfer portal.
Okay.
And now I feel like that this will be – I mean, he's been burned by this transfer portal on a couple of these quarterbacks. I mean, they hung their hat on Charlie Brewer this year way more than they did with Jake Bentley because Cam Rising actually won the job last year, but then they got hurt. Yeah. But Charlie Brewer is just – this is a transfer portal that has not worked out for Kyle Whittingham, and I feel like he is not going to be super excited about dipping back into the transfer portal for another quarterback coming up.
Actually, he's got to get the right quarterback to fit his system, and then he'll be fine. The transfer portal has worked great. I mean, Jalen Hurts was at Alabama, and where does he go? He goes to Oklahoma, and he gets into an offense that actually fits his style. Kyler Murray, same thing. Baker Mayfield, same thing. I mean, these are – and so they're going from spread to spread. Per se. And the problem is Utah is not a spread offense. It doesn't know what it's trying to be. And what it should be is we play great defense at Utah. Okay? That's part of their DNA and they need an offense that matches that. But it doesn't. And so Travis Wilson, who was actually a pretty decent quarterback, but he was more of a throwing quarterback, and they wanted him to be, he didn't fit. None of these guys have fit with what actually Utah's doing. So it's not necessarily the quarterback. It's not the offensive line. It's that this team really has gotten away from who it really is.
This is a massively tough day for Utah because losing. Charlie Brewer is one thing. It's not even like losing him. Like it just feels bad when somebody just goes, "Yeah, I'm leaving, man." And it feels. I mean, Jack Tuttle, when he left, even though I do think it was a different situation because Jack Tuttle that felt like more of an entitled kid to do whatever they want. I will stick by the fact that I've always liked the fact that these guys can go where they please, where it's going to work out for them. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for Charlie Brewer at Utah. And that I feel like the wasted time and energy and resources that went into Charlie Brewer, that part's hard for me to – and I'm sure it's even worse for these coaches who are like, we've poured everything into this guy to make it work, and now we just throw it all away and go, okay, we're just going to figure this out. Also announcing today that Kyle Whittingham during his show was that Travis Broughton's going to be out for the year, which is a massive loss for Utah as well. And, I think BYU lost – Keenan Peely on defense. I mean, Travis Broughton is one of those guys he's an honorable mention Pac-12 guy. You don't want to lose him, and he's one of the leaders on that defense. And so you get this massive blow of a guy leaving the program and another being injured and not being able to be there. And so that's a bad day for Ute fans, I think, in terms of being able to see this. But you look at it like, hey, man, now this clears the runway for Cam Rising to make his impact on this team.
What happens too is you talk about investing so much in a guy, right? But he wasn't the only problem there. I mean, the offensive line was not good, right? And it was really trying to find itself, and everyone knows that. And it's hard to be at your best when that happens. But to Utah's credit, they made a move. Like they didn't, they made a move and. you know, you can like it or not. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, stick with the guy, you know, give him a little bit more time. But they made a move, and I think it will pay dividends. I really do.
We're going to ask how this affects the locker room. You think the player leadership? I'm interested to see tomorrow on the Players Club with Devin Cafusi to see how they're responding as a team. You'll be able to hear from Britton Covey as well on the way back here when we're going to come back and talk about. And Scott, we're going to ask Scott anything about what this does to the locker room. Stay right here with us. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled News, Traffic, and Weather right now.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.